You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for this episode of number 562. Always appreciate you being with us. Always appreciate you sending in questions. And just spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, we do appreciate it, actually. We also appreciate everyone who's in the community because what it has grown into is absolutely incredible. We're adding some new admins because it's gotten so big. So more questions have been answered at a rate I have never even seen before. It's insane, Rob. But just a quick special thank you to our sponsors, Drone You. You know them. That's because that's us. If you want to live the drone life, you want the formula to a successful business and living the drone life, check out the book, Living the Drone Life. It's that simple. Go to droneyoubook.com. Check it out right now. It has a lot of reviews. Let's see how many reviews it has right now. Rob, how many reviews do you think this book has?
Oh, I don't know, 110.
76 five-star reviews.
Thank you, everybody who has reviewed the book for us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, seriously. We really
appreciate it. I do hope it's helping people, and I think it is. Some of the feedback is suggesting that it's actually helping people move forward in their drone business, or at least kind of getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Which is what we hope for.
Although it says it's free on audible.com, which isn't right, but...
Anyways.
Oh, if you try audible.com, it's free. Gotcha. Otherwise... You get to hear my peachy voice at $14.95 for the audiobook. You know what's funny? I'm listening to the audiobook of Living the Drone Life, and it's me talking like this, talking about an insider's guide to flying drones for fun and for profit. But I always listen to books at 1.25 times speed. Mm-hmm. I never listen to it at regular speed, which maybe kind of showcases why I talk so fast. It's because I listen fast.
Or do you listen fast because you talk fast?
I don't know. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think it's the talk fast.
I a lot of times I've been saying I don't like the way I sound on the book, on the audiobook, but I have to quickly realize it's because I listen to books so fast, so that's why I don't like the sound. But many people have said, Rob, that they really enjoy it, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
Check it out, guys. You won't want to miss that. Let's play the question today.
We don't have a question, Paul.
That's right. We don't. Which you know what that means. No, we don't have a question. We've got another update for you from the National Association of Broadcasters and NAB 2017. What are we talking about? Well, Canon has released a new drone. How did we find out that Canon released a new drone? Well, they debuted it in Japan, which is very interesting because a lot of people have said, well, what about the new DJI Spark? What about all this stuff? No one cares about the DJI Spark unless you're just starting out and learning to fly and you want a drone that you don't care about and you can just break and it's fun and whatever.
Again, I would say not nobody cares, but...
True. I'm an extremist.
He does... Talking extremes.
But a lot of people are saying that, you know, the Canon drone may not be worth it. It's $20,000. It's a hexacopter. And the camera on it...
Isn't the camera alone $20,000?
You know what? You may be right.
I think that it is. And so what is the purpose of this Canon? I think that this is going to be based...
Camera only $19,999.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy. Well, it makes sense, though, because if you actually do your homework on this drone, there are DJI ESCs and motors and prop combination. So Canon is literally taking DJI's parts and creating a drone. And a lot of people are saying, why would I ever buy this drone? The camera's not that good. You know, I've got a hexacopter.
Is it not that good?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
This is what they're saying.
Oh, I got you.
They're saying the camera's not that good. I've got a hexacopter. In fact, I'm reading a review down here right now. And I quote, LOL, they will go away like 3D Robotics, GoPro, and Unique. DJI will let them get the unit out, and then we'll kill Canon with their new Hasselblad camera sensors and a more advanced drone. Someone said, why would I spend $20,000 on this thing when I've got a hexacopter sitting in the corner with better resolution? It's a good question.
They're fair questions, yeah.
A lot of people don't really understand why this drone is, you know, so powerful. And it really does come down to the camera. You know, it's less than 3 megapixels, right? Hmm. But you think about it, it's actually giving us very large pixels. Why is that important? Well, with very large pixels, we can capture a lot of light and a lot of data. Yeah. It may not be a lot of data comprehensively, but it's a lot of data in that unique individual pixel, which can give us an obscene amount of information in low light, which is what this camera is specifically used for. Canon is trying to go after the search and rescue market with a visual camera. This mm-hmm. camera has an ISO, or a light sensitivity, of 4,560,000. That's really high considering the average camera doesn't really go over 52,000, and this is well over 4.5 million ISO.
Yeah, it's crazy. It sounds like it could be a real resource to people that are in the search and rescue world.
It sounds like it could be, but someone down here asked a question on this other website of, why would I want this EO camera when I can just use a FLIR camera for search and rescue and an EO? Which begs the question, would the Matrice 210 knock this thing out of the park? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. One thing that interests me about this in terms of more of a macro perspective is the fact that places or companies like Canon are getting into drones, because, I mean, you do hear some people that say the drone industry will eventually kind of fade, that it's just this frenzy. But companies like this that are getting into this, you know, they've got quite the R&D departments and people that really look into the viability of an idea into the future. And so companies getting into this, it just speaks that much more highly of the industry as a whole.
Meaning
moving forward.
That this is an example saying to you that this industry is a lot more than just smoke and mirrors.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That you see these big companies coming in, and that's a sign that there's more to come.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%. Yes. I think also the example, Rob, is remember at CES, we found out that Sony invested in a drone, and it was the very first drone with artificial intelligence as well, mm-hmm. and that it's being tested in Japan right now. So now Sony, now Canon, now DJI. The joke in the drone community, though, was how long will it take for DJI to kick this can over?
And again, we've talked about it before. I hope that,
and I'm not saying I'm, you know, totally pro DJI. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that I am just speaking to a pattern of what's happened in the past.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, history tells the story, the recent history. But that said, I really, really do hope, whether it's one company or even better, multiple companies start to rise up and really compete with DJI, because it would be a good thing for all of us involved in the industry.
Definitely. It definitely. Well, guys, you'll find out more about this Canon drone, more about the new DJI drone and the DJI gimbals, in addition to all new drones, when we go to the National Association of Broadcasters Conference, which will be at the end of April. We will probably be putting out some shows on the 24th, 25th, so stay tuned to listen to those shows. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Very special thank you to you for listening. Thanks for those reviews. And if you found the podcast helpful, please share and give it a review. We would greatly appreciate it. Anyway, guys, this is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.